shattered.
Well, same word, you dropped it in it.
Bro?
Sure, okay. Every time I drop the glass, it is...
Busted.
Or...
Broke.
Okay. Alright, if you're a very thirsty person, I might ask, well, just exactly how much water do you...
Drink.
Well, yesterday I...
Drank.
Maybe a gallon. I have...
Drunk.
Okay. Alright, say if you have a lot of people over for a meal company and they're all just standing around the table and you might want not want them to keep standing. And I say, well, y'all just go ahead.
Sit down.
So they went ahead and
sat.
And when you got back in the room, they had already down.
Sat.
Okay. And if somebody, if you don't want somebody to wait until something is passed to them, you might tell them to go ahead and
get it.
Or go ahead yourself.
Take it. Help yourself.
Yeah, so they went ahead and
helped.
They had already
helped themselves.
Okay. What about if somebody passed you something that you just could not stand? There was no way that you were going to eat that. What would you say?
No, thank you.
Would it make any difference what you would say in that situation if you were with your own family or if you were, you know, eating out with your boss or something like that?
No, anytime? Thank you, or about it.
So not in particular, you say in a very informal situation.
Oh, informal, no way.
Okay. All right. What about food that has been cooked and served a second time? You say you're having...
Leftovers.
You say the food has been...
Leftover.
And you put food in your mouth and you begin to...
Chew.
You ever heard of any dish made out of just cornmeal boiled in water, maybe with a little salt added, eaten that way?
Salt water. Cornmeal.
Salt water?
Only salt water. I mean, salt water cornbread.
Salt water cornbread. Hmm. Is that just like, is it kind of liquid-like?
No, it's just made with salt water.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. I was looking for something like, some people call this, kush or
gruel.
Kush-kush or mush.
Gruel.
An ant. Okay. What would you call a place that you might have around your house that you've, planted different things in, you know, for your own, consumption?
Garden.
Yeah. You would say that you have planted a lot of different kinds of...
vegetables.
What would you plant in a typical garden?
Tomatoes, radishes, lettuce, watermelons, cucumbers, squash.
What kind of things make you cry?
Onions.
Yeah. Now, talking about onions, are you familiar with the kind that has a long stalk to it?
Stew onions. You got yellow onions, you got purple onions.
What about the small ones that you usually see at salad bars and restaurants? Again, with the long green stalk. I was just wondering if you would ever call them something like green onions, multiplying onions, shallots?
Green onions.
Just green onions. Okay. And you mentioned tomatoes. Do you know of a type that doesn't get much bigger than this?
Cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. And here in the South, a food that's very familiar to the Southerners, usually eating at breakfast, maybe instead of hash browns. White, ground up stuff.
Oatmeal?
No. Ground up corn. Yeah, with a G.
Grits?
Yeah. You eating the stuff?
Just with eggs.
You ever had grains and eggs?